Chapter 7 A Wild Ride. Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Grandfather sat quietly in the big caboose. Nobody spoke. The train rattled along. At last, Jesse said,
I can't stand this. I'm going to see if Benny is in the little caboose. I hope you don't mind, Grandfather.
Mr. Alden said, No, Jesse, I don't mind. I think you are right. He ought to wake up anyway. It's time for supper.
Jesse and Violet opened the door of the little caboose. They took one look. They could see all four bunks. They were empty.
He's not here,
they called.
Oh, Grandfather, what shall we do?
Said Violet.
Mr. Alden said quickly, Don't worry, Violet. We'll find him. I'm perfectly sure of that.
Henry said,
Now is the time for those air brakes. We can let the trainmen know we are in trouble.
He went to the desk and turned the lever halfway. The train slowed down at once and stopped. The Aldens jumped off and met Al running down beside the train to meet them.
Benny is missing, shouted Grandfather.
Missing? Called Al. What happened?
I'll tell you later, said Mr. Alden. I'm sure he is still at Glass Factory Junction. He went to see the talking horse.
We can't go back, sir, said Al, frowning. I'm sorry, but those are the rules. It might cause an accident.
Grandfather nodded.
I understand, he said. But how can we get back to Glass Factory and find him?
Al said,
I think you'd better go right along to the next station and get off. That will be Woodstock. You can hire some kind of a car at the station. Maybe you can catch us at Springdale if you find the boy.
Oh, we'll find him, said Grandfather. We'll find him if we have to cut down the whole woods.
We'll do all we can, said Al. We'll make a fast run to Woodstock.
Al ran back to the engine. The Aldens piled into the big caboose. Two whistles, and away they went.
Jesse said, Grandfather, where do you think Benny really is?
Well, my dear, Benny has a good head on his shoulders. He will think it out. When he sees that he has missed the train, he will probably stay right there. I am counting on that. What else could he do?
He might telephone, said Violet.
Well, where would he find a telephone? Asked Mr. Alden. The station is probably closed, and so is the factory. Anyway, we will hurry back to Glass Factory and see if he is there.
The caboose swayed from side to side.
We're going faster than usual, said Jesse. The engineer is helping us.
The whole family was ready to jump off as soon as the train stopped at Woodstock. As they hurried toward the head of the train, they saw Mr. Carr talking to a man in an old station wagon. Mr. Carr called,
Here is a man who will take you back to Glass Factory. I know him, and he's a good driver.
Do you know the shortest way?
Asked Grandfather, as they all got into the car.
Yes, sir. We'll come out by the factory and go over the track. There's the station and the woods.
Right.
Nobody spoke. The old car bumped along. At last, it passed the glass factory and bumped over the railroad track.
Here's the station,
Henry called out as the car came to a quick stop. Benny and Charlie sat on the step eating apples. Benny looked up.
There he is,
said Jesse.
Oh, Benny,
called Violet. Benny shouted,
There's my grandfather, Charlie.
He rushed to the car with an apple in each hand.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew you'd find me,
he said over and over.
I got lost, and Charlie was awfully good to me.
Mr. Alden was in a great hurry, but he took time to thank Charlie. He said,
Thank you, Charlie. I can't talk long now because we want to catch that train at the next station.
You can't do it, mister,
said Charlie.
Don't stop at the next station. Go on to Fairfield and catch it there.
Thank you,
called Mr. Alden. Charlie watched the car as it turned around and went out of sight. Then he went off through the woods. He had had a wonderful time.
That boy was right, the driver said. I won't try to catch the train at Springdale, but I'll go right across to Fairfield.
They passed through Springdale, and no Little North freight was in sight. The car raced along. The driver was going to Fairfield, just as Charlie had told him. The driver soon took a different road. He said,
"When I tell you, be ready to get out."
"You bet we will," said Benny.
"Now,"
called the driver. He stopped. The Aldens raced to the station and looked down the track.
"Oh, dear," said Jesse. "There goes the train. We've missed it."
The big caboose was just disappearing around the bend.
"Never mind," said the driver. "Get right back in the car and I'll race it to Oak Hill."
"Wait,"
cried Violet.
"The train is backing up. There is Al on the back platform. He sees us."
"And the conductor, too," said Henry. "They are both waving." Sure enough, the Little North freight was slowly chugging back to the station. Grandfather paid the driver, and they all waited in a row until the train came to a stop. Never was a train crew so glad to see passengers. The engineer blew his whistle. The conductor took a deep breath and helped Mr. Alden up the steps. Al looked at Benny and said,
"Don't go off again, young man."
"No, I never will,"
Benny promised. The Aldens sat down in the big caboose. Jesse washed off Benny's knee and put on a bandage. Then they all looked at each other.
"I'm cold," said Grandfather.
"I'm cold, too," said Violet, shivering.
"You all need food,"
Al said, going up the ladder.
"Remember, you haven't had supper, and it's 8 o'clock.
Jesse said,
"I have an idea. Henry, you make some hot cocoa on the stove in the small caboose. Violet and I will use the stove in number 777. We'll get up a fine supper in no time."
Jesse opened a can of chicken and heated it. Violet used potato flakes to make mashed potatoes. The girls opened a big can of cherries for dessert. What a dinner the Aldens had! It was almost 9 o'clock before they were through eating.
"I can see some of us are almost asleep," said Henry.
He winked at Jesse. Benny's eyes were almost shut. The girls went quietly into the other caboose. Henry began to help Benny get into bed.
"What about the lower bunk, old man?" said Henry. "Just for one night."
"Okay,"
said Benny. That was all he could say. He was fast asleep.